This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Malachi Squires and Rhea Keller from the Central Illinois Ballet. They're performing in Dracula, Dance on the Dark Side, tonight and tomorrow at ICC's Performing Arts Center. Malachi and Rhea, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, this is a retelling of Bram Stoker's Dracula. Can you both tell us a little bit how the story translates into the dance world?
So we took a lot of inspiration from Stoker's original narrative, and as far as most ballet productions that do Dracula incorporate the romantic element of Dracula and Mina's love story in the center of everything else that's happening, and that becomes a very key component to how the story resolves itself.
So this is very fortunate because today in the studio we have both Mina and Dracula, your respective roles. Malachi, can you talk a little bit about bringing Dracula to life as a dancer?
As she said, it's mostly based off of Bram Stoker, but there's been some liberties taken. The beginning is kind of pushed the idea of him being Vlad the Impaler, so he's going off to fight the Turkish army, and she's left behind, and it's kind of like in Romeo and Juliet, there's a misdirection where she receives a letter that he's killed in battle, and so he comes back and he finds her dead, and that's kind of what sets him on his path, or his rampage.
And are there ways in which you physicalize these characters that are different from how you might try to embody some of the more traditional dance roles? Like you mentioned Romeo and Juliet. So how are, physically speaking, how are Dracula and Mina different than some of the other, perhaps more established ballet roles?
Well, Dracula is a little bit more animalistic, and his tension is heavier than most classical ballet, which to me makes it feel more contemporary, like it's more weighted and the tension is harder through the movement. It's like part of his domineering sort of presence is in that movement, and his anger also pushes through with that sort of tension.
And we are talking about a work that's more contemporary than, again, the Nutcracker or Swan Lake. Is the choreography of the piece also a little more contemporary than we might be used to seeing in other ballets?
Yeah. I would say the closest thing that you would get to the Nutcracker is when the ladies dance in the engagement scene, because, well, some of them are of higher class, so there's a little bit more nobility involved in the movement. But as far as when we dance together, when you have more elements of, like, passion and the movement changes, so there's more of a lyrical or like a lingering quality to the movement, because you're expressing that through your body. It brings out a different quality of movement from very like placed and
also a lot classical. Of the score is more contemporary than Nutcracker. It's more recent. Like, I know one of the pieces is from Kodai, and he's more modern. He's around like the 50s and through that era. Like, so it has a totally different dynamic and a different kind of tension, which also plays into the movement.
And speaking of the score, so are you saying that this is a compilation of different musical elements all put together?
Yeah.
Which is very different from other traditional ballets that we've seen. What about the choreography? Is this choreography that's reinvented every time, or is it based upon one choreographer who originally put it together?
Our director, Rebecca Van Rathany, choreographed Dracula, and since this is our third time doing it, you kind of learn what things work very well, and then each year you can go back and, depending on what dancer is doing, what you can tweak it, or, oh, this didn't quite work last year, or this is a really good idea, we should incorporate this to give the story more depth. And so some little things get added every year, but yes, she choreographed this version of Dracula.
Okay. And Rhea, tell us a little bit more about the expansion of the company of Central Illinois Ballet.
So we started as Cornerstone Academy for Performing Arts. Last year, we were able to branch off and form Central Illinois Ballet, where we had a couple of in-residence dancers, and then we would have friends or, like, close colleagues from other places would come and perform with us, much like how Malachi is here doing Dracula this week. And from there, this year, we've slowly grown so that we have been able to add more dancers that came and auditioned throughout the spring of last year and decided to come and move to Peoria specifically to dance with Central Illinois Ballet. So it's been very exciting to personally see how things have grown throughout the year and throughout the past few years.
And are both of you back reprising roles that you danced last year? Or
I did Dracula the first time that we did it. This is the third season, so.
Mm-hmm. And so from year to year, how much of the company comes back in roles they've previously danced, and how much is either the same dancers in different roles or new dancers mm-hmm. coming into the company?
I think Malachi is the only person that's really been performing the same role every year. Mm-hmm. Last year I danced the role of Lucy, and Mina has been a different girl every year. So
Renfield was played by the same person
Renfield
for 2 years.
And Malachi, you said you performed Dracula in the first year, so 3 seasons ago, and the ballet has undergone this extensive transformation and expansion since that time. Now that you're coming back a few years later to play this role again, what's your experience like with the company this go-around?
Well, I find the people a pleasure, actually. They're very receptive to ideas and thoughts on what the process might be or how you want to approach the character. And so for me, that's really a beautiful moment when you can take this idea and, like, work with it and make it your own, where some places you don't quite have that freedom.
And you've had the opportunity to travel around quite a bit and perform as a guest artist with several other different companies. I know you're based in Chicago, but can you give us an idea of other companies and ballet groups that you've performed with?
Well, out of Chicago, I've worked with the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, the Goodman Theater, the Lyric Opera, and I've done, like, more solo productions, and there's a local choreographers that put on different things throughout the year, so I work a lot with local people. I was in Fort Worth Dallas Ballet for a season, and I danced with La Ballet Grandiva for 3 seasons and toured around Japan, like over close to 80 cities. Bounced around here and there, so it's always shifting from year to year what kind of work I have, because at the moment I'm freelance, so I don't belong to a particular company.
And with all of your travels, would you say that it's unique in a city the size of Peoria that a professional ballet company is expanding?
I think it's kind of a beautiful thing, really. There's been a lot of kind of collapse of dance companies throughout the U.S. recently, and it's nice to see something of this nature start to grow and build itself and be received.
Can you talk a little bit about what your schedule looks like this week and what the company is up to this week? Like, how much time are you both spending in rehearsals to get ready for the performance? At what point in the process do you actually get to move into the performance space that you're using? I mean, what do these last 4 or 5 days look like from the perspective of the company?
When I got in on Sunday night, and so Monday was like a 12-hour day, and we spent the whole time in the studio blocking everything out, which that process was a lot faster for me than it was the first year, because there's less shifting, and I know where I'm at for the most part. It's more just going over fine details and readjusting things and being different dancers that I'm working with, and that it makes it. Some things work better with another person than another, so you shift to make the best thing for the two of you or however many people.
So we've been starting class off at 10 a.m. every day, and like he said, Monday was probably the hardest day where we had to block out everything. And for me personally, I didn't have much opportunity to rehearse without Malachi. So that was a long day doing everything for the first time. And so we've been continuing to rehearse in the morning and the afternoon. And Wednesday, we go into the theater and we'll spend some time blocking out staging, doing tech rehearsals, using the lights, all those fancy things that you don't take into account in the studio, and a couple dress rehearsals, and then we're ready to go for the show.
And Rhea, those darn toe shoes. Tell us, how many pairs of toe shoes do you go through leading up to a performance like this?
I'd say I probably have like 6 pairs of pointe shoes in my bag right now. But they last, depending on how much I've been dancing, they'll last anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. And depending on like how much glue I put in them or some nails in the shank, and just try to make them last as long as possible. So.
And from the audience, you can't tell that there's glue or nails involved. Yeah. It's really remarkable.
I hope that they can't tell. That's the goal.
We've been talking with Rhea Keller and Malachi Squires from the Central Illinois Ballet about their upcoming performance of Dracula, Dance on the Dark Side. Performances will be tonight and tomorrow night at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Also playing this weekend, Cornstalk Theater presents It's Only a Play. Directed by Gary Hale, this comedy takes place during the opening night party for a first-time producer's newest show, as the playwright, director, and actors wait for late-night reviews to be printed. Performances take place at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. For more information, visit cornstalktheater.com.
And Derek Childs is presenting his original musical, Mr. Silver's Children, this weekend. The story is about a couple who take up residence in an abandoned orphanage and encounter the spirits of the children who once lived there. Performances continue through Sunday at the Apollo Theater in Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can listen to an extended version of this interview by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.